In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. We're going to be talking about the presence of God. I tell you, when the presence of God falls, things begin to happen. People begin to repent. People begin to accept the miracle. Oh yes, the presence of God. I'm reading from Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, in other words, it happened in history, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings, and two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots of the threshold shook at the voices of those who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I'm lost, for I am a man of unclean lips and live among the people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." I tell you, he never was the same after that. He was given the message to preach, and he never was the same. He encountered the presence of God. The presence of God. I tell you, what the church needs today, me too, is more experiences of the presence of God. And that presence comes when we preach the gospel and when we celebrate the Eucharist. That presence comes, but we have to give it time. Sometimes we're always in a rush, and it takes time for us to experience the presence of God. I have another reading which is kind of important, and it's from the prophet Ezekiel. "In the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the exiles by the river Chebar, the heavens were opened. And I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, it was the fifth year of the exile of King Jeconiah. And the word of the Lord came to the priest Ezekiel, son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar. And the hand of the Lord was on him there." I tell you, he never was the same. He encountered God. This is what we need. We need to encounter God. We need to encounter the presence of God. I remember at Holy Rosary many years ago, the presence of God was so real that one night people came up to me and said, "Father Tom, up in the back of the church, we fell into an orchard of apples." And I'm thinking to myself, apples, what's this to do with the scripture? And I said, "Oh, that's nice." And I walked to lock the doors, and I fell into the same orchard of apples. And I said, no wonder why the Song of Solomon said, "My spouse is like an apple tree." Oh yes, the presence of God came in the aroma of apples. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. You know, I was with people in Arizona and with children, and I said to them, "We're going to ask God to send us fruit from heaven." And so I called on the name of the Lord that he would send the aroma of fruit, And one child said, I smell oranges. Another child says, I smell bananas. And you see, when you do things like that, then you can preach the gospel because they've had a touch from heaven. How we need a touch from heaven. Peter had that same touch, you remember, in the 5th chapter of St. Luke. Interesting. The word of God said, we have toiled all night and have caught nothing. Jesus says, go out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch. And they catched so many fish, and the presence of God came upon Peter. And he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. When the presence of God comes, you often experience that you've got to repent. And you know what happened? Jesus said, no more will you be catching fish, you'll be catching people. How we need the presence of God. And then in the Old Testament, the presence of God led them by day with the cloud, kept them cool, and by night with the fire, kept them warm. Oh yes, whenever the cloud moved, Israel moved. In other words, she did not want to get out of the presence of God. Do you know what I'm talking about today? Do you know what I'm talking about? I'll give you another example. There was a little boy that I had in CCD many, many years ago, and he was not very nice during the class. I told him, would you stay after I need to talk to you? And I said, what am I going to say to this kid? So when I got into the room, which was my room, I said, have you ever experienced the presence of God? And his eyes opened. He said, yes. I said, well, tell me about it. He says, my father and I were in an accident, and I was pinned to the floor. And this voice said to me, don't be afraid. I've got you in the palm of my hands. You're going to be all right. He said, I experienced the presence of God. I didn't have to teach him to be kind anymore because he let me know that he experienced the presence of God. What about you? What about you? What about you? The presence of God changes people's lives.
I feel the presence of God as you do, as Father Tom was talking. You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And the same God that opened heavens over the people's lives in the book of Ezekiel can open heavens over your life right now. Yesterday, Father Tom talked about coming to the days of glory and being at the right place at the right time to experience the presence of God. Well, right now is one of those times. In the spirit, there is no space or time. So as Father Tom was speaking, I could, and you can feel the tangible presence of God pouring out upon you. We all are changed, you know, in the old, there's Hebrew words for knowledge, but there's another word for experiential knowledge. And that's the true knowledge. You know, we can have the book knowledge, but I, as Father Tom was many years ago, sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament, was changed, and you will be changed by the true presence of God. You know, God desires to live within you, to indwell and live in communion with you. Sometimes we just need to get out of the way. The mind is often the biggest obstacle to experiencing God's tangible presence. When we've been hurt, a lot of you have been hurt in your life, so you're just afraid to feel. So you always are thinking everything through, the Lord's telling me. But today God had you click this on because he wants you not to think, but to just feel. Let the love of God fill you up. You know, trust in God's goodness. It's so good. You know, the presence of God can be experienced through prayer, through the Eucharist, through the sacraments, through praise and worship, through adoration. And the truth is, God has led, through listening to Father Tom speak, and God has led you all into it. He's leading to you right now. So I'm just going to ask the presence of God, Father, in the same way you touched me and Father Tom with your presence, with your love and your goodness. Just release that right now, the Shekinah glory of the Lord. We ask for you to release the Shekinah glory. Put us under the cloud during the day to keep us cool, and fill us with the fire during the night like you did for your people of Israel. You know, all these experiences you've given the people in the Bible, we're your children too. The person listening, he or she is your child too. And I just stand in the gap for them, and I pray that right now, not tomorrow, not at Days of Glory, right now, you give them that experiential knowledge of your presence and your goodness. Because all it takes is one touch from the Lord for your life to be transformed forever.
I was preaching on the radio one day, and this young man heard me, and he started to weep and weep and weep. Why? Because the presence of God came upon him. Then I invited the people to come to the espousal. He says, I'm going. That night he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. He experienced the presence of God. How wonderful. How wonderful. You see, as we preach, God sends his presence. I remember saying in a prayer meeting once, God loves you. I just pointed. And this lady came up to me the next week and said, Tom, I wasn't a priest. What did you have in there, your index finger last week? I didn't know what she was talking about. So it sounds like ragtime. She said, you pointed to me and you said, God loves you. Jesus loves you. And I was filled with the presence of God. I said, that's what I had in my finger. Nothing. God touched you and changed you forever. The Word of God says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Not think and wonder, but taste and see that the Lord is good. I always give this example. Some people don't understand it. Hot fudge Sunday knowledge. I have someone from India and I say, would you like a hot fudge sundae? He says, what is that? So I describe it. Chocolate ice cream, hot fudge, cream, nuts. Now, he says, it doesn't make any sense. So I take him to Friendly's. And I said, now taste and see if you want a hot fudge sundae. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that he's good, all good for you, all good for me. Taste and see, not think and wonder. It's time for us to surrender our lives to Jesus. Today in the antiphon to the readings for the priests, it said, surrender to God and he will do everything for you. Maybe that's your problem. You've not let go. You've not let go. And nothing happens. It's time to surrender to God and allow God to speak to us by his presence, by his wonderful presence. You read the book of Revelation. It's filled with the presence of God. Everyone crying out, holy, holy, holy. You see, when God's presence comes, you can't say too much. You're just stuck on the word holy because you're in the presence of the Holy One, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, in the presence of God, things happen, miracles happen, lives are changed. How we need the presence of God. The church building was built so that you would experience the presence of God. Not only receive the Eucharist, but receive and experience the presence of God.
Right now, just put your hand on your head. Put your hand on your mind. And the Lord wants to do something for you. So, Lord, I just ask you to release the mind of Christ upon you. Allow them to see themselves as you see them, so they can love themselves as you love them, so they can feel about themselves as you feel about them. The Lord loves you so much. And that's why today he had you put on the radio so you could hear Father Tom. The Lord desires a personal relationship with you. He created you for friendship. And I've said this before, but friends share secrets with their friends. Not only does the Lord want to be your friend, he wants to be your best friend. He wants to be your companion in this world. I had to fill out a survey with Father Tom, and I asked him, what does Jesus mean to you? And one of the things he said, he's my companion. You know, Jesus is so real, and he's so tangible. And he wants to walk through this world with you. He wants you to be used by him. He wants your mind to be conformed with his mind. He wants your hands to be his hands, so that when you pray for someone and lay hands on them, it is like Jesus giving them a touch from heaven, and the Holy Spirit will come through you and heal the people. You know, the Holy Spirit is he's God as Jesus is. And you know, Jesus is so close to you that he was walking with his apostles and with them every day. But he told them, it is better for you that I go. Because after he was going to send down the Holy Spirit, which he did, and you are now filled with, and you have now become a new creation in the Lord. So, Lord, we ask you for a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit over all your children right now, and for you to send down the fire of God from the throne room, which will burn up everything that's not of the Lord, and let us all be consumed in your fire, like the people of Israel were by night. You know, the fire of God is not a scary thing. The thing about fire is it consumes everything it touches. But you want to be consumed by God, by his love, by his presence. This world offers us nothing but an illusion. You know, we were made for eternity. And when you go into eternity, into heaven, nothing like a car, a house, nothing of this thing will have any value to you. You'll be sitting by the throne, captivated by the Lord, like in Revelation. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Right now I can see in the Spirit the Lord is releasing angels upon you. That tangible presence is real. He's filling you with the Holy Spirit. He's healing your mind. He's taken out your carnal mind and given you a mind of heaven. He just loves you so much, and he's so good. And today's a day that he's just touching you. And it's a day that has come in your life. It's going to be marked in eternity. Because, you know, there are some days where God gives us touches of heaven. And that is so that he can draw you to him in his goodness and his love and make you a history maker in this world for him. Because what we experience is what we become. So right now you're experiencing heaven so you can release it upon the world.
Heaven. Heaven. Jesus makes heaven heaven. Without Jesus, there's no heaven.
Amen.
And that experience of the heavenly presence comes through Jesus, through his cross, burial, and resurrection. It's all about Jesus. I do not know how preachers cannot preach in the word Jesus. So many times I was listening to two masses the other day from different places. They hardly spoke about the name of Jesus. And I'm saying, but it's all about Jesus. It's not about the priest. It's not about the lector. It's not about the Eucharistic minister. It's about Jesus, the Lord, who has plans for you. You know what he says about those plans? I know that I have plans for you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. Maybe you're suicidal. And the Lord says, no, I am going to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. His holy presence changes us. His holy presence lets us know that we are not saved by our actions, but by the grace of God. How can I continue to be saved by the grace of God? To stay in his presence, to be in his presence. On the Mount of Transfiguration, the heavens were open. And Peter, James, and John were on their faces. They were scared stiff. But Jesus was speaking to Moses and Elijah. And what did they say? Let us build three tents for you. In other words, we want to do something we know how to do. Build tents, because it was the feast of tents for the Jews. We're scared of this presence. But the presence doesn't scare us. The presence transforms us. That's why the greatest thief in the world that's in jail can become the greatest saint because of the presence of God. I've gone to jails to celebrate the Eucharist. Many of these jails where the men come, they're filled with God. They're holier than me. They have all this time to read the scriptures, all this time to pray. They're holy. The presence of God made them holy. And I know each one of them has a story. Do you have a story? God wants to give you a story. I don't know how people can live without having a story that God has done for them, in them, to them, and through them. I want to ask you a question today. Are you dry? Are you dry? You hear us talking about the presence of God, but you're dry, so dry, the well ran dry. I want to invite you to the Crown Plaza in Woburn, the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of November. I want to invite you to come. You won't leave that place dry. You'll be saturated with the presence of God. Alleluia. 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 Jesus is Lord. Alleluia. 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 Be filled with the glory of God, with the presence of God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.